Hey, what's going on? This is your girl, So Charming, and welcome to No Salt. I have not done a podcast little episode in a while, so don't judge me. I've been going through some shit emotionally, and I kind of just haven't been in the mood to talk, even though I have a shit little to talk about. Like, real shit. So, but no. All right. Not on some real shit, y'all. I'm going to get right into it. But I do appreciate y'all for a good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, whatever time you may be listening or watching this. So I want to say thank you for tuning in to another episode of No Salt, and I'm your girl, So Charming. So anyway, let's get into this tea. Y'all know I always got some shit for real, my personal opinions, my personal diary, because it's my platform. And I actually love that this is my own platform, you hoes. There's so much shit to talk about, but, and excuse me if you hear a bunch of clacking and clicking, that's because I'm drinking my tea, so don't judge me. I did want to come on here because there was something that triggered me yesterday, and it triggered a core memory of mine, believe it or not. It's shockingly just triggered a fucking core memory of mine of something that happened when I was about 16, 17, something like that or whatever. And so the purpose of this is because there was a young man this past summer, right? And you know where I work at. But anyway, there was a young man that used to come in my building this past summer or whatever. Him and his little girlfriend started coming into my building, you know, at my job, whatever. Because it was really a hot ass summer. Y'all can't act like it wasn't a hot ass summer. And, him and his girlfriend used to come in my building so they can just catch the air, get something, you know, get cold as water, sit down and eat. It's the summer. It's a bunch of other programs going on around the building anyway at the time. So I said, fuck it. I let them come in every chance that they get. But anyway, the young man, him and the young lady, you know, they kids. They young, you know, so I didn't know nobody. But the young, he's really a young, he's about 20 something, I think he was. I thought he was younger than that, to be honest with you. He would talk to me a little bit, you know. He used to tell me, like, during the summer, I didn't ask about his relationship or nothing like that. He would come to me and talk to me. If anybody know me, I have a friendly face, and I give good advice, and I am that motherly touch. But no, on some real shit, though. But young man would come talk to me, you know, because when he and I seen him and his little thing, like, right, little, like, yo, calm down, talk, chill, you know, little shit, and stuff like that. He would talk to me about situations about him and his lady and stuff like that, about why her family don't like him, etc., etc. Long story short of that. But the young man, they stopped dating. And come to find out, he was dating a sophomore goes to that school or whatever. So, they are so young. And it's just so crazy because she was like, saying that you know, she was dealing with a lot. They're going through, he's taking her through hell because it's just the picky shit. Like, she's in college, he is not in school, that I remember. He is not in school, he's not working right now either, so that I can remember. I'm not really fully sure right now what the whole situation is. So, but long story short, anyway, that whole situation triggered a core memory of mine. This is my point of me running around the circle. Excuse me, y'all. But, it's just a core memory because I remember when I was about 16 and 17 and I was messing with this 20-something-year-old gentleman, you know? I was really in my hard-headed, gave-two-fucks era at that time. Like, I was really on some nut shit. I was on some young boy nut shit. Didn't want to listen to no fucking body type time. I'm close to being grown. Close to being grown. So I think I can do what the fuck I want to. And I think it was something else bothering me too. But anyway. Excuse me. Sorry for the slurping. pause. But anyway, I remember dealing with him. I think his name was Dre. And I'm only going to say I think because I'm really not sure. I really have a lot of trauma going on in my life throughout my whole life that I have come to realize I have blocked a lot of fucking bad shit out of my life. A lot of bad memories out of my life. And it's so fucked up. But and it's so hard to distinguish between real and fake sometimes because it's like, I don't know if it's deja vu or I really have some fucked up trauma growing up, and I'm going to learn how to continuously work through my fucking trauma so I don't tend to bring that on anybody else. Like, throughout when I have my children, I don't want to bring that drama to my children. I don't want to do none of that shit. I want my children to be happy, spoiled, and little motherfuckers where I want to curse out my little broke best friends, you know? Excuse me. But anyway, he was about 18. I'm sorry. He's about 18. Sorry. I was about like 16, 17. I know I was about to go on 18 within a few months. I do know. No, wait. I was about 17. Like I said, I'm so fucking young and stupid and hot in the cock. Like, I was really one of them hot in the cock little bitches, but undercock, I'm gonna lie. But anyway. I ended up meeting this young man. I ended up meeting Dre. I'm gonna use quotations much because I really don't know if this boy name, because I really don't remember this boy name. Okay, I'm in my 30s, okay? God damn it, I'm in my 30s now, so I kinda don't remember everybody's motherfucking name. But I do remember what he would look like. I don't know now, but I do remember what he looked like. I'm very good with remembering faces. Maybe not name, but I'm remember that motherfucking face. Something about somebody. There's always something about somebody that makes it distinctive, make me want to remember them. Anyway, I was one night. This is when I was living in Nicetown. Well, I was with my grandmother, and it was it had to be like 9 and 11 o'clock at night, and of course the Chinks is open. So I used to live on a walkway. If anybody that know Nicetown, literally like the back of the hand, they know about Rowan Walkway. So I used to live on a walkway. So I walked to the store that night. It was a little cold too. It was a little cold because I had my hoodie on and everything. I wanted to run out to go grab some Dutchess at the time. So I ran around the corner, put some clothes on, slipped on some sweatpants and a hoodie or whatever the fuck I had on. I knew I had it on a hoodie because it was kind of cold. Scraped up my little change and went around to the corner. Mind you, I'm a young boy, broke as shit, still in high school, but just still in high school, bro. Like, some broke as shit running around, like, trying to get Dutchess because I was in that phase. Like I said, I was in that phase. I'm up and coming. I'm still learning a lot of shit. I just started for real. I already started getting heavy into smoking. And I started learning how to roll myself. I learned how to roll myself. So I started smoking by myself a lot more now that I had learned how to roll. And that's some real shit. I learned how to roll. So started smoking by myself. Anyway, so I was going to the store to go buy some Dutchess. It was a bunch of people in that Chinese store. Everybody know the fucking Chinks, like on Germantown Avenue, because that's the one I went to, the one right up the street. The first Chinks, the one that's in the middle of the fucking joint, that's technically across the street from the church. Is anybody that knows Nicetown, that know that Germantown area avenue, then y'all know what I'm fucking talking about. Yeah. So anyway, I'll go to the store. It's a little crowded in there, a bunch of people just waiting around, some, you know, a few hustlers and a few people waiting for their food and shit like that. So I'm like, y'all order. Everybody like, yeah, well, I'll order, etc., etc. Waiting for one person behind it. I'm trying to think exactly because I'm trying to remember this whole story to the best of my ability because I'm not really sure if everything that went down, like everything that truly transpired, because I know I'm probably going to skip out some shit because I probably don't really remember at the moment. But anyway, So we're I'm in a Chinks. I get to the counter. I'm like, can I get a citrus? I think it was either Duchess or Blunt Bills. It was something I was grabbing. Either way, it was something to roll my motherfucking weed up in. Anyway. So I grabbed the Duchess and stuff like that. I'm pulling out, I told you, I scraped up my little change. So I'm pulling out fucking literally change, pocket, loose change out of my pockets to get my Duchess. And, you know, Dre comes up to me and it walks up next to me and was like, you got it? And I'm sitting here still digging it. I ain't never looking at my, I'm digging in my pocket a little bit, still getting all the change out or whatever. I was like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm sniffle. I was like, yeah, I'm cool. Put the change up there, got my Duchess. Whatever, whatever. I'm leaving out the door. I hear someone calling, but you know, I'm not thinking really nothing of it at the end of the day, because why are you calling me? But anyway, he was talking to me. So anyway, far as I think of, I think he walked up to me and said something. Because that's when I really got a good look in his face. And I'm like, oh, he's cute. He's like brown skin, a little tall, just a tad bit taller than me, slim. You know, I was into them brown skin, light skins back then. I was really into him, like really into him, because self-conscious thing, you understand? It was a self-conscious thing. But anyway, I don't know, we exchanged number. I don't even know, but I know, I think the reason why we exchanged numbers, because he did tell me he was closer to my age at the time. He said he was like 18 or 19. He would say he was closer to my age. That's why I took his fucking number. I swear to God, I know that part for sure. I don't know, we started talking. Don't ask me about no boo-loving conversations, because I don't remember none of no boo-loving conversations or no bullshit like that. I do know he did have his own house, right? Let me sip this tea. So anyway, like I said, he did have his own house, and I'm going to use quotation marks, because baby. His house was technically a bando, okay? Who said, he told me he was remodeling, because he had the, so downstairs was completely just abandoned, fucked up, all that shit. He had upstairs, shower didn't work. No, I'm lying, the shower, the tub shower, it ran water. Tub shower kind of ran water a little bit. His kitchen, child, it was a bunch of shit, and I accepted it for what it was. I accepted him for what it was. I accepted the whole situation for what it was, and I actually liked the boy. I even want to sugarcoat you. It was something about weirdo that I liked, and I guess it was because I was young and dumb and shit like that, and I don't know. It's just like we was just fucking around for a little while now, like literally. And yes, he did end up telling me he was in his 20s, probably like, bro, I don't even know how long it took him to tell me. I know it was still early in the stages after a while and shit like that. So, but I know he told me his real age, and I still stuck with it. And I stuck with it, because I'm like, we'll be all right. I mean, I didn't see relationships develop from shit like that. And I said, I'm about to be 18 soon, so it shouldn't be no fucking issue. I'll be 18 in a couple of months, so it shouldn't have been no issue. But anyway, we was talking. We used to talk and stuff like that. I was still going to school. Don't get that fucked up. I was still going to school. Not every day, but I was still going to school. And it wasn't because of him. Promise you, it wasn't because of him. I told you, my senior year was fucking, I was out of control my senior year. Oh, my God. Anyway. yeah, we started talking. I was hanging out with him a lot more. I know he didn't work. I do know that for sure. He didn't work. The boy was a pill popper. Child, yes, he was a full fucking pill popper. And no, I ain't never had to pop. Oh, child, I ain't pop no fucking pills. I'm not. No, just no, bro. No. I was smart enough not to fucking fall into that. I still stuck with weed, but I ain't do that pill popping shit. Fuck no.
He was a little dyslexic.
I'm not even gonna call you dyslexic. The boy barely could read. I ain't even trying to be smart. I'm not trying to be smart, and I don't think that's cute, but the boy barely could read, because I was plenty of times where I was hang out with him, and I had a fucking book in my hand reading my books. And he actually, and I don't take that from him, because he did ask me to help him with reading, because English is my department, motherfucker. Math, reading. Now, your girl can do some reading. Can do some English and all that good loving. That ain't an issue. So, I fucking rocked out with him. We would sit there and read a couple of, a page or two or something like that out of the book that I was reading. And it was very helpful. I ain't even gonna lie. To me, I thought it was the cutest fucking thing. And child, I thought I actually loved this boy at some point. To the point where I was willing to give my little young ass body up. Not just because I was just fucking him and he had some good dick. I do remember that. And he didn't eat pussy, but he ate mines. I remember that one. I hate a motherfucker to tell me, well, I don't eat pussy, but you ate mines. The fuck? You don't eat pussy and you don't pitch up, but you ate mines. Anyway. Anyway. Child. The boy. I was going to let this man dump a baby in there. If we was compatible, though. I was so young and dumb. I'm like, I guess I will have a baby with you. I really love you. Like, I was really on some gully shit. Like, we ain't gonna act like that. I was on some real gully shit. So, but, it was just me and him for a while. Like, then when the weather started breaking a little bit more because it was going into spring or whatever, right? Weather start breaking. We say we were starting to try that baby situation. Now, mind you, he's still living in his bando. I ain't graduated out of school just yet. I was about to soon. Actually, I'm lying. I kind of failed damn near. I kind of almost failed my senior year because I actually went to summer school just to graduate high school. I might want to sit here and sugarcoat you. I have a high school diploma, but it took me all the way into the fucking summer. I had to take a whole summer school class. Actually, I ain't even finished summer school because they gave me my diploma like fucking 3.5 weeks later after me starting fucking summer school. And I let it go. I walked in and out though, so I ain't give a fuck. I ain't have to go after they tell me I don't need to go. Ciao. You know. Anyway. This is the truth. This is me telling the truth in all honesty. The whole truth of that, but the truth about being my memory, that as far as it can serve me. But, anyway, this is like the weather started breaking. Excuse me. The weather started breaking going into spring. We started popping out a little bit more. Excuse me. So everybody in my family knew I was talking to somebody. My cousins, my sisters, and everybody knew I was talking to somebody. But they never met that boy. Never met that boy in their life. Then when he started introducing me to his family. Now, mind y'all, if anybody personally know what I look like all my life, I am in my 30s. So imagine I'm in my 30s and I look like I'm in my early 20s, late teens, early 20s. So imagine me being 17. And I probably look like I'm fucking 15, 14, 15, bro. I've always been slim, so I always had that slim body. My face always looked young, no matter what the fuck I did to it, anything I wore, all that shit, don't matter. Point is, everybody, so people thinking that I'm really, really younger, I lied about my age. No, bro, he knew that I was really about to be 18 in a few months. Like, it was nothing to lie about that. Like, he knew I was about to be, it's just that I have a younger looking face. Can't help it. I ain't got no reason to lie. Anyway. He started introducing me to his folks. When his folks found out that I was 17, about to be 18. Because it was hard for me to lie about my age. Because I was like, I'm 17. Fuck about lying about my age where I'm 17. But he wanted me to tell people I was already 18. Because he knew it was fucked up. And I was like,
I was like, I'm 17, about to be 18, whatever, whatever. Long story short about that part, he started telling his folks, you know, introduced me to his folks. His folks found out this is third, we's hanging out, all that type shit, y'all. All that shit. Hanging out with 20-something-year-olds, yes. Outside of my fucking family, yes. So, I don't know, it kind of got a bigger deal once my family met Bull. Because if he came over my house, he had to stop past my house for something. And my grandmom seeing him, and she pulled me to the side. She saw my Charmaine. How old is that boy? I said, I think he's 20, grandma. And such or such, she's talking about that boy's too old for you. Right off the bat. I lied about his age because I knew he was older than that. And that was my fault. I was young and dumb, hot in the cock. Not gonna, like I said. Bro, me and my older sister, my mama's sister, call her my mama's sister. But my older sister, me and her even fought because I didn't want to leave boy alone. Like, me and him was still talking about that's a grown-ass man, and you a little... Like, we really got to the point where we really fought in my grandma fucking dining room because I was so fucking hard-headed and didn't want to listen, and I could do what the fuck I want to, then you're not my mom, and this, and third, but grandma said this, and a third, and it was like, I was hard-headed. I fought my sister, it is what it is. But to be honest with you, because my sister was a bully. I don't give a fuck. My sister is a fucking bully. That's that Scorpio bully shit. And she knows that, though. But I love my sister. I swear to God, I love my sister. Went traded for the fucking world, no matter what shit we go through. Because we have been through a lot more shit. And I'm pretty sure we're not finished. But at the end of the day, that was my sister. And to be honest with you, after dealing with him, like, still dealing with him, and I fought my sister because of that shit, my cousin came and sat there and had a talk with me. Like, my cousin Butter. She had to came and talk to me for a minute. Like, we had a quick conversation. I do, like I said, I remember a little bit of certain shit of that time frame when it came down to that weirdo. To the bull. Not gonna call him a weirdo, but the bull. Or whatever. And she was like, if you really like him, then, you know, just be careful, be safe, you know. But he is a little too old for you. You know, don't be preying on a little ass girl like you. Like, you small and you sweet and you know you don't really talk a lot. So, you know, don't want nobody taking advantage. And that's the truth. And like I said, I was hot in the cock, though. Hot in the cock. So I was on the low, so a lot of people didn't know. But anyway, it's just... it's just like after... I don't even know how long it took me, but I did come to realization... After fighting my sister, after having a conversation with my cousin, all that shit, I literally had to stop talking to Bull. Like, I don't know, something clicked in my mind. It's like, bro, this is not gonna work. You pop pills too much for me. You don't have a fucking regular job. You don't have a job. You don't take care of yourself. Nothing. Like, I just had to come, something snapped in me right before, like, something snapped in me right before my 18th birthday. And then again, it might be the boy that I met. Because in the midst of the time, I'm not going to lie, it might be the boy that I met. And he was a fucking cutie. Now, mind you, I told you I was in my light skin, my little brown skin, light skin stage at the time. So there was a bunch of something about it. But anyway, I ended up meeting some boy named Chris. In between that time, yeah, because I know I was slowly, you know, separating myself from Bull or whatever. And... in between that time, I met some boy named Chris, and he was so fucking handsome. He was just the cutest little light-skinned thing, slim, just that pretty smile. Ooh. Child, I was already, I was actually, my birthday, actually, I'm lying. My birthday had just passed. I just turned 18 when I fucking met Chris. That's what it was, and child. I was good memories with that boy. Anyway, my point is this, like, I wasn't stressed over because I know it was a few times, like, I finally had to get this boy off for me at some point, and he would still come around every now and again, might run into me and stuff like that, because my auntie told you, still lived in Icetown. He ended up moving back with his mom. Yeah, he moved in with his mom, moved back in with his mom and shit like that. And then, oh, I didn't even tell you. I met his dad, too. His dad was a pill popper, too. Child, his dad was a pill popper too. That one day I met that man, he was popping, child, he popped pills and did other shit too. So he that young man Dre had that habit very hard. Anyway, child, it's just shit that I really put myself through is really not fucking funny, yo. So anyway, like I said, ran into him every now and again. Lived around there, bro. Habit of gonna run into you at some point if you still around there. But one day he came. I was with my little sister. I think it was. What, I was with my little sister or was I with my neighbor? I don't even remember exactly who the fuck I was with, yo. That's all I'm gonna say. But I remember I was out and about on the strip on Germantown Ave, on the strip at the Chink store and shit like that. It was hot. So it was that nice little walk. Walk from the walkway around to, you know, near Master Foster Way. You know, if anybody know Nice Town, anybody knows that area, then y'all know which way I'm walking. But walk near the Master Foster Way. You know, long way around. It's nice. Get some air, et cetera, et cetera. Chris calls me. He was like, what you doing, sexy? And I'm like, oh, I'm just walking around. About to hit go to the Chinese store real quick. What you doing? Or what Chinese store? I'm not too far from you. See what you mean, not too. Long story short, you know, he pulled up on me. Crazy part is, I'm sitting there. Chris pulled up on me while I'm at the Chinese store. We sitting there. He in his car. Get out of his car. Me and him talking. Dre comes out of the fucking blue and rolled up on me on a bike. He wanted to talk to me for a minute. I'm like, I'm with Chris. I'm looking at Chris. And I felt like I said, I think I was with my neighbor. I don't even remember who the fuck I was with. I was either with my neighbor or my little sister. And I think it was my little sister for real at the time. My sister Diamond. I think it was with her. And anyway, we was there. He rolled up with me. He wanted to speak to me for a minute and shit like that. And I really wasn't trying to talk to him because I had light skin in front of me at the time, right? So I said, all right, cool. He was like, all right, why? And I don't know. He was on some shit because he was like, why are you flaking me like that? You just fronting on me. Your friend here, you fronting on me. I said, bro, we really don't have nothing to talk about. I do remember, like, we cool, but we really don't have nothing else to talk about. Fast forward. I probably ran into this young man. I probably ran into Dre a year later. I think it was. I think it was about a year later or some shit like that. Not really sure how long it was. But I ran into him one day. He spoke. I spoke. You know, just quick chopping up with how you been. How's life? Et cetera, et cetera. He tells me that, yeah, I had got my own spot. I had got a job. And I'm actually expecting a baby. I was like, yo, that's really fucking dope. I'm really proud of you. Congratulations. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was proud of the man. Now, the purpose of me telling this story, because I'm really happy that he did get his life together, yo. I'm really young. The purpose of me telling this story, though, is because it opened up a real, like I said, it triggered something in me. It's some trauma in me of, because for real, me being as young as I was dealing with that man and not realizing it until today, yesterday, today, because it was like a thought that I had to get off my chest. I wrote it down and got it off my chest. So, and I had to, you know, I'm talking about it now to get it more off my chest to feel better. It's just the fact that this man was a narcissist. And I didn't know he was a narcissist. And he's not the first, he's not the only narcissist that was in my life. It was a few of them. And I have stories for days. And it's so fucked up because the most recent narcissist that I dealt with was just a few years ago. 2020. Yeah, just a couple of years ago during 2020. When this pandemic shit started or whatever. Sorry. Anyway, but that motherfucker was a true narcissist. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I was on the phone talking to my homie and I was telling him how about the situation or whatever. I made it a way straight original what the fuck I'm telling y'all. So don't judge me. But I was telling him, and I was like, yo, I really got some fucked up trauma that I fucking blocked out. And only God knows how much more trauma I actually experienced that was bad that I had blocked out. Because it had to be a lot. Because for me, I blocked that memory out. It wasn't the fact that it was a horrible experience, but I also realized I blocked that memory out because technically it was a bad experience for me in a sense. It's a lesson learned, but it wasn't that much of a lesson learned that I allowed that shit to happen to me 2 years ago. Now, my question that hung in the midst of it, because my homie asked me, well, was there something you missing back then? Like, do you know, was you missing, was you looking for love? Like, what you was searching for? Like, what was it that caused you to do it? I said, to be honest with you, I think it was just me being hot in the cock. Like, just being young and hard-headed, like, on some real shit. Because it was no, it was trauma. Because 2010, No, was it 2010? Oh my God, I can't even tell y'all what year this really was, but I... No, it was 2010. Yeah, it was 2010, because I remember, because I was also talking to, back to a ex, if you want to call him that, but his name was Sal, and I was talking to him in the between time, too, a little bit. It was a bunch, I was a hoe, told you, I was a little hot in the cock, a little bitch, okay? I was a hot in the cock, a little bitch, okay? Mm-hmm. But anyway, I had blocked out a lot of my trauma, and I don't know the deeper reason, maybe why I did what I did back then, but I know why maybe this truly happened to me 2 years ago again is because I was in a very vulnerable state 2 years ago, and that threw me. I didn't go fucking crazy, but it just, I allowed somebody to take over my vulnerability, take over my willingness to care for a motherfucker, and I also allowed a lot of shit, you know. I'm not going to just say, oh well, I allowed a lot of shit to happen to me 2 years ago, just like I allowed a lot of shit happen to me fucking when I was 17. I was bringing that nigga weed. I was bringing that nigga food. Giving that nigga money. When I ain't even have no money back then. And even 2 years ago, I was getting money because of the fucking unemployment. So that was my money. That motherfucker wasn't getting unemployment. I was giving that nigga money out of my own motherfucking unemployment checks. I didn't have to. But I allowed it to happen. And I was a fucking fool. I was dumb. I allowed a lot of shit to happen. Let's leave it like that. For now. But I don't like being triggered like that, because now I'm really, it got me to thinking that I want to be hypnotized a little bit. I know that sounds crazy, but I kind of really want to be hypnotized by a professional therapist, a professional hypnotist. Let me correct my words, a professional hypnotist who is also a therapist, though, to help me go deeper into my past to things that I possibly have forgotten about, that I have blocked out, that I possibly might need to know about, because this is just too much for my mind to be feeling like that, to mentally feel like I'm just, my trauma is, I don't got that much trauma. Oh, I have fucking trauma. I just blocked out a lot of my trauma, and that shit is not cute, because shit is starting to trigger me now. You understand? Like, it's certain situations are truly starting to trigger my fucking traumas, and some of the traumas I didn't even know. And I'm mad because that situation from 2 years ago didn't click. Like, it didn't click. I'm hurt because of that. Like, why didn't that click to make me open my eyes and say, what the fuck is wrong with you, you dumb dumb? And cut that shit out sooner than it needed to be. Because that was a hell of hell. That was a whirlwind of hell. Like, bro, just, My trauma do not deserve to be put on a back burner for only for me to have it revealed later on in life and then not know why the fuck it bothers me so bad. Without getting the full understanding, without confronting my demons. Like, I don't know. I keep a lot of shit bottled up. Yes, I do. So that's probably, I don't know, y'all. I'm learning as I go. And I'm going to take my time and learn it as I grow. Because this shit ain't easy for no one. And I am old enough to say I am happy to tackle my traumas. Because, like I said before, I do not want to pass this along to my future children. I don't want this to be a battle within myself. I want to be able to deal with them and heal from them. Like, truly. And dealing with narcissists is, like, really fucking tricky as fuck. Like, it's too many of them. Because I done dealt with a couple of them, and I'm mad because I never allowed I ignored all the red flags when I know my intuition always tells me right. I haven't had my intuition let me down not once, y'all. But it's plenty of times where I have ignored my intuition. Excuse me. So, I can't blame nobody but me at the end of the day. My intuition told me, but my black ass shoes did ignore a lot of the red flags from a lot of parties, so... Not trying to hurt nobody, fuck your feelings, and all this other good stuff. Listen, at least I speak the truth. I might not hurt nobody's feelings on purpose or nothing, but I speak my truth now. Like, I've really been speaking my truth for a very long time. I might curse you out. I might say this and I might say that and this, this, and the third, but you can't say that it was a lie. If I got my facts twisted up, then that's fair. Didn't say that, but... I gotta speak my truth. And that shit was like, I know better. Let's just know that I know better. And I gotta do better. You understand? I see it. And this is why. Ooh, child. I don't think I'm ready for a fuck. I wanna be in a relationship, but my traumas. I gotta face my traumas head on because I've been single for a couple of years now. And I ain't even wanna say a couple. It's been some years I actually been really single for real, for real. We gonna keep it funky because it was that boy I was dealing with. That wasn't a real relationship. That was a fling. 5 months is a fling. I don't give a fuck what you know. 5 months is a fling, even though we talked about everything up under the sun. Yes. Yes, cool. Say what you want. But anyway. I've been single for a long time, and that's a different subject, bro. It's because, baby girl, got some shit to talk about when it comes down to that. Anyway, it's just, bro. The shit I deal with in my life, I gotta do better. I gotta make better choices, man. I gotta stop being so fucking traumatized about my past that I don't even realize it's fucking trauma until something triggers it. Something's rubbing me the wrong way. And I don't know why, but this story... I just felt like I needed to really talk about this story. It's not nothing. nothing too traumatic or nothing, but it's a trauma for me because of the shit that I technically dealt with and at a young age. Like, I didn't see a lot more different shit, so it's just, I don't know. I really felt like this story, this one memory of mine needed to be told for the moment. Because I know I got a lot more shit, a lot more stories. Shit, hittings, like I said, I have fucking memories that I know that I done buried. It is. It's memories I done buried, and it wasn't dreams. Nothing. It's me being real who I am. But I'm going to keep it cute for now because I already kind of talked y'all head off or some other shit. So I just want to say thank you for tuning in to another episode of No Salt. Once again, to another episode of No Salt. I'm out.